Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Samach Tes. And we are 6 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Samach Tes on Midbeis Tanu Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu Bnei Yisrael, Hanesunim Batzara Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Rivka Bas Rachel. Zokta Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, a brais. Harecha Bava Amar, if somebody comes to Bezdin and says, Ovad Shtar Choyfi, I lost my Shtar Choyf. In other words, somebody walks into Bezdin, says that he loaned money to somebody, he's a malva, he had a shtar chayv, however he lost the shtar chayv. Afal pisha amru edim. Even if there are edim that testify and say, anu kasavnu, we wrote the shtar, v'chasamnu, and we signed on the shtar, v'nosanenu loy, and we even handed him the shtar, meaning there are edim that are witness to every aspect of the loan. Ein kois von leyes hashtar, the halacha is Bezdin will not give the malva a replacement shtar. And the reason, simply put, is because we're concerned that maybe he really didn't lose the shtar and he wants to have two shtaros so that when the loiva pays off the loan, he'll have another shtar in his pocket and he'll be able to collect the second time. Says the Braisa Bemedvar Mamurim, when is this true that we don't give a malva a replacement shtar, b'shtari halva, when you're dealing with a loan document, avul shtari mekachu memkar, but let's say the shtar that was lost is not a shtar halva, but rather it's a shtar mekachu memkar, meaning somebody bought a piece of property from somebody else, and he has a shtar to prove that he bought this piece of property. He's not the marakama, wasn't always his, but he purchased it, and he had a shtar to prove that, a deed. And then he lost his deed. He goes to Bezdin. He brings Edim to prove that he actually bought it. There the halacha is Koisman. We will give him a replacement deed. However, Chutzman Achraya Shabbat. There's one important carve out, and that is when the replacement deed is issued to this buyer, it's going to be Chutz Min ha'achrayas. Now, how this replacement deed is going to be worded, that's something that the Amiram are going to debate at the end of today's daf. But conceptually, what the Brice is saying is that we have no problem issuing to this Lekeach a replacement deed. Give him a shtar mekach to prove that this field is his. If he has Edim to prove that it's his, he had a shtar, he lost it, okay, it happens. As a result, we'll give him a replacement. However, this new shtar is going to be limited in scope. Ordinarily, if somebody buys something from somebody, the shtar serves two purposes. Number one, it proves that he bought it. Number two, what happens if the thing that the lekeach bought ends up getting taken away from the lekeach? How so? A bal choyv comes and says that, you know that field that you bought? Well, I had loaned money to your meicher. I had a lien on it. My lien predated your sale, and as a result, I want to take it from you. Or let's say somebody would come and claim, you know that field that you bought? Well, it just so happens the meicher, the person that sold it to you, didn't really own the field. He had stolen it from me. And as a result, what you bought, you never really had a right to buy. Now, what's this lekeach going to do? The lekeach is going to go, and he's going to go running back to his meicher. Or if he can't go to his meicher, he's going to go to the lekuchos of the meicher. What does it mean, the lekuchos of the meicher? If the meicher owned a piece of property at the time that he sold this piece of property to this lekeach and then subsequently sold it to somebody else, well, that property is meshubit to this mechira. So this lekeach is going to now try to make himself whole. The way he's going to make himself whole is by using this shtar mekachu memkar that he has. In other words, the shtar mekachu memkar serves two purposes. Number one, it proves that he's the owner. Number two, he's going to use it almost like a shtar chayv in the event that the property gets taken away from him and he now has to go to either the meicher or better, to the lekuchos of the meicher to make himself whole. So what the Braits is saying is that if somebody loses a shtar mekach memka, we have no problem replacing the deed, for sure. If this is yours, you lost your deed, you lose your driver's license, we'll replace it. It's not a big deal. But at the same time, if you think you're going to own maybe two shtaris, each of which is going to give you rights to go collect money from somebody else, that's not happening. So we'll give you now this second document as proof that you own it. But chutz min achraya shaboy, this second shtar mekach will not give you any achrayas rights. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, av shtari mekach umemkar ein koisven. When it comes to shtari mekach umemkar, it's like a shtar hava. We don't write it at all. Meaning, the shita of the Chachamim and the Braisa is that if somebody loses a shtar milva, we won't replace the shtar milva. If somebody loses a shtar mekach umemka, we'll replace it. Chutz min achraya shabbat. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that shtari mekach umemkar are like shtari hava. Meaning, av shtari mekach umemkar are like shtari hava, that in Koisvin, we don't write it at all. V'chein hoy Rav Shimon Gamliel loymer. And Rav Shimon Gamliel flaked zugin, and really he explained his shita. And the basis for it is, because I know it's a matan al chaver, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, if somebody gives a gift to his friend, v'hich zeloy es hashtar, and then the gift was documented with a shtar, and the Mekabel Matana took the shtar and he returned it to the sender. He gave it back to the person that gave him the gift. Chazra Matnosai, the Matana goes back to the Noisin. This is a very big Chiddush. Again, what happened? Somebody gave somebody a gift. The way he transferred the gift was with a shtar. It was Karka. Karka's Niknes B'shtar. The person that received the gift took the shtar that says what? That Reuven's gifting Shimon. Shimon now takes that shtar, he gives it back to Reuven. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel has a big chiddush. He says, Chazra Matnosai. Why is that a chiddush? Because I understand there's a concept that Karkas Niknes B'shtar, but the way Karkas Niknes B'shtar works is that the shtar says clearly that Shimon is taking karka that he owns, he's giving it to Reuven. If the shtar says that Reuven is giving karka to Shimon, and now Shimon returns the shtar to Reuven, so yeah, Shimon gets the karka from Reuven because that's what the original shtar said. But how does Reuven get it back from Shimon when Shimon gives Reuven a shtar that says that Reuven's giving karka to Shimon? That's Reb Shimon Gamliel's chiddush. Hanoisim matana lechaveroi vehechzoloyes hashtar chazru matnasi. Chachamim meimri matnasi kayemes. Chachamim say, no way, it doesn't work. If Shimon wants to give the karka back to Reuven, he would have to write a new shtar. He can't simply return the shtar. Now, the Gemara in tomorrow's daf is going to go into a deeper dive in terms of understanding this machloikis between Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and the Chachamim. But Ashenegel, when Yonenu, Reb Shimon Gamliel holds a chiddush. He holds that if somebody receives something from somebody via shtar, and he returns the shtar, the halach is that he received gets returned. Whether it was a matana, whether it was a mekach umemkar, it doesn't matter. It's for that reason Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that you cannot replace a shtar mekach umemkar, even chutz min achraya shabbat. And the reason is because we're concerned that this lokeach maybe didn't lose the shtar after all. Maybe what happened was he returned the shtar back to the moicher. When he returned the shtar to the moicher, according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, the moicher gets the karka back. If that's the case, who owns the karka? The moicher owns the karka. If that's the case, you can't give the lokeach a replacement deed because it's very possible there's a smoking gun here, right? We don't have the shtar. Something's a little suspicious. Could be it's because he returned it to the moicher. If that's the case, he doesn't own it anymore. If he doesn't own it anymore, you can't simply go ahead and return it. According to the Chachamim, that's not a chashash. So what is the chashash? Nothing. There's edim that say that he bought it. So he lost the shtar, replaced the shtar. Oh, the achrayas that we're going to get into a minute, that we're going to see is not so simple. And that's why when we replace the deed, we replace in chutz min achrayas. But according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, there's always the possibility that maybe the lekech returned the shtar to the moicher. If that's the case, now the moicher owns the property, so you can't give the lekech a deed for something that he doesn't really own. Either way, this is the Braisa. And the Braisa is the backdrop to today's daf, and the Braisa is also the backdrop to tomorrow's daf. So let's chazer the high-level points of the Braisa. Hocha b'mayaskinon, in this Braisa, where somebody lost a shtar. And the Braisa discusses two types of shtaris, a shtar milva and a shtar mekach umemkar. In the case of a shtar milva, the halacha is straightforward. Man walks into Bezdin, he says that I loan money to somebody, here are my edim, I lost the shtar milva. Can you please issue a replacement loan? The answer is no, we're not going to do it. And the reason is very simple, because we're afraid that he really didn't lose it. And he has the shtar, he wants a second shtar. If you have two shtaris, you'll be able to collect twice. That's for that reason, the halach is, we do not give him the replacement shtar. That's the first, more simple part of the braisa. Second part of the braisa, which is clearly not simple, because we have two dafin on it, says, what would be if the shtar that was lost was a shtar mekach umemkar? A loikeach walks into Bes, and he brings edim that say that he bought this piece of property. But right now, I don't have the shtar. Can you please issue me a replacement? It's a machloikis, the Chachamim, and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. According to the Chachamim, we'll issue a replacement shtar. We'll issue this replacement deed. However, chutz min achrayas shabbai. The second shtar will not entitle this lekeach to ever go collect from the lekuchos in the event that the karka is taken away from him. But a replacement deed to prove that it's his, a replacement deed to use as evidence against the moicher in the event that the moicher contests that this transaction ever took place, that he will have. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says that you can't give this loikeach a replacement deed, even if it's not chutz menach raya shabai, and it's based on an obscure sheet that's Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, who holds hanoisim matana lechaveiroi v'hich soloyes ashtar chazra matnosai, which is going to be really the topic of tomorrow's daf. Either way, today's daf is going to focus on the sheet of sachachomim as it relates to shtari mekach u'memkar. So again, let's get this klar tzimdurtimov, it's kedai. Somebody goes to Bezdin and says, I purchased a piece of property, I had a shtar to prove it, I lost the shtar, I lost my deed. Can you please issue me a replacement deed? I'm afraid that the moicher is going to contest. At that point, I might not have my edim anymore. If I have a shtar, I'm good to go. So could you please replace the shtar? Say the chachamim, yes, stating that that shtar will be limited in scope from the standpoint that he won't be able to have any achrayas benefits. Meaning, in the event, this is the part that has to be super clear, that the karka is taken away from this loikeach. Why would the karka be taken away from the loikeach? Because somebody claims and says that when your moicher sold it to you, you should know, he's my loiva, I borrowed him money, I had a lien on it that predated your sale. Or in the event that somebody comes and says that that field was a stolen field, the moicher never owned it in the first place. And now this loikeach is going to have to go to the moicher, but not to the moicher, to the moicher's lekuchos, to make himself whole, which is something he'd be allowed to do. What does it mean he goes to the moicher's lekuchos? Any property that the moicher owned at the time that he sold him this field, that the moicher subsequently sold, is meshubit to this sale. So ordinarily, if you have a shtar mekach u'memkar, you can be tired from the lekuchos. This replacement deed will not give you those rights. So to go up against the moicher, to have the moicher make you whole, to prove that it's yours and not the moicher, if the moicher ever contests it, yeah, for that it's going to work. I'll give you no achrayas. If you have to go to the lekuchos of the moicher in the event that it's taken away from you, for that already it's not going to work. And what's the obvious question? Why? What's the difference? If we're willing to issue a replacement deed that you will be able to use against the moicher if you're going mano a mano against him, why can't I use it also against the lekuchos in the event of, says the Gemara, mar, chutz menach rayishvay, we'll replace this deed. However, it's going to be limited. You won't be able to have any achrayas rights. My time, what's the reason for this? I'm going to have Safra. So Rab Safra explained, he said, l'fi she'en koisvin shnei shtorois al sada achas, because we're never going to give a person two shtorois for the same sada. Meaning, if somebody purchases a field, we're never going to give the person two shtaris for that field. Rav Safra's halacha sounds familiar, it's because we saw Rav Safra briefly in yesterday's daf. And Rav Safra, who briefly in yesterday's daf explained himself, in today's daf explains it in a wordier way. The reason is as follows. Dilma, because we're concerned, Ozo Bal Chayv, Taref Leilahar. Maybe a Bal Chayv is going to come, and he's going to claim to this Lekeach that I want you to know that this field that you bought, I had a lien on it. The reason I had a lien on it is because I'm your moicher's malva, ich bin a bal choiv, and I had a lien on all his nechasim. He has no ability to pay me. As a result, I have a right to now go to his lekuchas, you're the lekeach. I'm taking the field from you. Okay. V'ozal hai, u'mapik chad, v'taref lekuchas. Now, what will the lekeach do when he loses the field to the bal choiv? He's going to now go to the other lekuchos of this moicher, pull out his shtar mekach u'memkar, show that he bought his field before those lekuchos bought their field. He's the lekeach rishon, they're the lekeach sheni, and as a result, he's going to make himself whole. Okay, now this is where the scheme starts. Then this lekeach is going to go to the bal choiv, and he's going to say, shoifli, the ikumba, you know what, let's allow time to pass a little bit. Allow me to live on this field, which really you just took from me, but allow me to live here as if it's really mine. V'hadar saw tirfan, and then come, rinse and repeat. Come to me again and say, what are you doing in this field? This is a field that I have a lien on because of my loan. Umapik achrina, I'll give you the field zum zweiten Mal. When I give you the field zum zweiten Mal, I'm going to again go to the Lekuchos. Now, how are you going to the Lekuchos a second time? Lechura, the first time you go to the Lekuchos, you lose your shtar mekachamemkar, which doesn't give you a right to go to the Lekuchos again. But I have two shtaris, so I'm going to pull out the second shtar, v'ado v'azatar of Lekuchos achrini, and I'm going to end up collecting zum zweiten Mal. So Rav Safra said, it's for this reason, in koitz fin shnei shtaris asad achas. There's nothing wrong with having two driver's licenses. There's nothing wrong with having two deeds. The problem is that being that a deed gives you the schos to be toyer from the Lekuchos, so we're concerned that this person might end up being toyer from the Lekuchos twice, and it's for that reason. So says the Gemara, you want to know why we're willing to issue a replacement deed in our Braisa, but it's Rav Safra's din. So you're right. For the ID Shabbai, we have no issue with it. So we'll give you the second star, no problem. But if you want to be able to be toyer, if that not. In other words, just understand this a little bit better. Rav Safra said, "Ein koisin shnei shtaris asad achas," is only related to the achrayat shabbai. That is what the Gemara is saying. My time, why is it that we'll give you the second deed, but chutz min achrayas? It's because the whole makar to this is really what Rav Safra said, "Ein koisin shnei shtaris asad achas." And what did Rav Safra say is the reason that "Ein koisin shnei shtaris asad achas"? It's related to this inyan. It's related to the achrayas. Oh, so the whole issue is the achrayas. We have no problem with you having a second shtar. It's the achrayas where this gets tricky. Therefore, we'll give you the second shtar. However, it's going to be chutz min achrayas. But the Gemara says, there seems to be a fundamental flaw with this whole concern. Meaning, Rav Safra said, no two shtaras for one field when it involves achrayas because of this scheme. What's the scheme? Well, Baal Chayv is going to come, be toyer from the Lekuchos, and then the Lekech is going to make with the Baal Chayv. Let's do this a second time. Oh, by the way, I didn't speak out the obvious. When they chop this extra field, they're going to split the profit somehow. And like this, right, this is a Knunya 101, they're going to end up profiting off this inyan. But the point is that it's predicated on the Baal Chayv coming, collecting a second time. You're going to end up with an extra field, and they're going to split the field. But the Gemara says, how does that work? You would think that when this Baal Chayv goes and he collects his loan, not from his loiva, because the loiva didn't have any money, but from the loiva's loikeach, right? The loikeach of today's daf. At that point, we're going to take the shtar of the malva and we're going to tear it up. And if we're going to tear it up, how's he going to be going for a second time? Meaning, Lechura, this whole scheme seems to be dead on arrival because it's predicated on the Baal Chayv collecting twice. How could a Baal Chayv collect twice? When a Baal Chayv collects, he has to have a shtar milva, right? All parties involved are going to want to see the shtar milva. See, he's going to have to show and demonstrate that he has a shtar milva. Lechura, the first time that the loikeach gives the field over to the Baal Chayv, the loiva is going to say, tear up this shtar chayv, because now you've been satisfied. I have to deal with malikeach, but you've been satisfied, and as a result, how's this ever going to happen? Maybe they're not going to tear it. I don't know. Maybe we're worried that it's not going to be torn. But the Gemara says it's not a real chas, because Rav Nachman said, kol tirfa, the lekosave karani l'shtar, the milva laf tirfa, any shtar tirfa, where you don't have language in the shtar tirfa that says that we tore up the shtar milva, is nit kan kosher shtar tirfa. The chol adrachta, to like kosav bakarana litirfa lava drachtu. And any shtar adrachta that doesn't have language in it that says that we tore up the shtar tirfa is not a shtar adrachta. The chol shuma, and any shtar shuma, to like kosav bakarana ladrachta that doesn't have language in it that says that we tore up the shtar adrachta, lav shumi is not a shtar shuma. So what are these shtaris? What is a tirfa? What's an adrachta? And what's a shuma? We know what a shtar milf is, right? That's a loan document. But what are these other documents? So there's a longish Rashbam, Dibra Maskavam Rav Nachman, where the Rashbam says, Kachu HaSeder. He says, let me explain to you the Seder of how this works. We'll speak it up al peh. Basically, what the Rashbam says is that if somebody has a shtar chayv, and he goes over to his loiva and he says, you owe me money. The loiva says, Chamish kan gelt. So what Bezdin does is, their first move is they give the malva a right to start investigating all the assets that this loiva may have. Meaning, we don't take him at his word that he doesn't have anything. Maybe he does. So he gets like a search warrant, and he's allowed to go now and get his bank records, etc., etc. He does an audit to see whether, in fact, what he's saying is the truth. That shtar that allows the malva to do this audit is what's known as a shtar tirfa. In the event that he does his audit and he finds that, yeah, this person has nechasim, he owns a piece of property in Yenemek Velt, and that piece of property looks like it may have the ability to satisfy some or all of the loan. So what happens is Beis Din will then write another shtar. That shtar is what's called a shtar adrachta. That's another warrant, but this warrant is not just a warrant that allows him to request bank records. This warrant actually allows him to go into the piece of, to the nechasim, and take whatever it is that he needs to take. Once he goes into the nechasim and he takes what he wants to take, so Beis Din will then write a new shtar. The new shtar that they're going to write is a shtar shuma. And what the shtar shuma is going to say is how much was actually taken, how much the original loan was, and it's going to come up with an adjusted number for whatever the outstanding balance is. So if the loan was $1,000 and he repossessed $500, so the shuma is going to account for that. So you have all these different shtaris that were involved, right? The lawyers are making a lot of money along the way from when somebody loans somebody money and this guy can't pay until you actually go to the achrayas and you play out in the Olam HaMaisa all these hard sugyas. But the point is, Reb Nachman, who's of course the guru when it comes to all these inyanim, he laid out the law of the land. And he said as follows, Kol Tirfa, if you have a shtar tirfa, you have this search warrant that doesn't say in it that we tore up the shtar milva, laf tirfa. Can't use it as a shtar tirfa. And if you have an adrachta that doesn't say in the adrachta that we, the Edom, saw them tear up the shtar tirfa, it's a possible adrachta. And if the shtar shuma doesn't say we saw them tear up the shtar adrachta, the shtar shuma is not going to be good. And the reason is because we don't want this guy to have two shtar ichayv, two shtar tirfas, two shtar adrachtas, etc., etc. Right? That's what we're worried about. But what's the point? The point is that we always tear up the shtar milva. You can't get to the point where you as a malva being tired from the lukuchais unless the shtar milva was torn, because you can't even get the tirfa without the shtar milva being torn. If that's the case, so there's no way this balchayv is ever going to have two shtarois for him to be able to go to the lekeach tzim tzveitin mal for them to come up and conjure this scheme for them to be able to defraud some of these other lekuchas. So Freik the Gemara, Rav Safra said, "Ain kois fin shtei shtaros hasad achas," because we're afraid that the Baal Chayv is going to go to the Lekeach, he's going to take the field from him, and then he's going to go to and then the Lekeach is going to go to the other lekuchas of the Meicher, make himself whole. But then they're going to scheme for the Baal Chayv to come to the Lekeach tzim tzveitin mal. This time it's not legit. And then the Lekeach is going to go to the other lekuchas tzim tzveitin mal, and he's going to chat himself a whole field, and then they're going to split the field. Wow. It sounds like a good business. If you do enough volume, you can be a great segvir with such a geschäft, right? So that's what you're worried about. It's not going to happen. It's dead on arrival. Because in order for the Baal Chayv to go to him a second time, he would have to have a second shtar chayv, and he's not going to have a second shtar chayv because he can't even get onto first base. You can't get a tirfa unless you already tore up the shtar chayv. So why is Rav Safra worried? Why did he say, in kois mishnei shtaros hasad achas? So the Gemara says, like, you have to say, the ka'asi mikoyach avas, a very simple answer to a long-winded exchange. And that is, we're not worried that maybe a Baal Chayv is going to be the one that's going to come to the Lekeach and take the field away. We're worried that someone's going to come to the Lekeach and say that field that the Meicher sold to you wasn't his field, it belongs to my family. It's the Mikoyach Avase, belongs to my Zayd, the Shalavoisai of Cheska Sabatim fame. He stole it. He's not coming B'Toyras Baal Chayv. He's coming B'Toyras and he has Edom to prove that it's Shalavoisai. But that's what it is that we're worried about. And there, the concern is that the Lekeach is going to give the field to the person who is the real owner of the field. Then he's going to go to the Lekuches of his Meicher, make himself whole. Then he's going to live in the field again for a little bit of time. So again, it's going to look like it's his field. And this guy's going to come to Tzveitin Mal with his Edom. And this guy's going to go to Tzveitin Mal to the Lekuches, pull out a whole nother field. He was already made whole. But he's pulling out a whole nother field. He's going to split the field with this guy, this Chevroman. And as a result, what was the Kasha? The Baal Chayv can't be Goyva a second time because he doesn't have the Shtar Chayv. And we're not worried about a Baal Chayv being Goyva. What we're worried about is somebody coming and timing. That you could do as many times as you can possibly do. That doesn't involve a Shtar Chayv. We're not tearing anything. And it's over there that is the concern. And again, just to highlight the point a little bit better, we mentioned this when we set up the Gemara a little bit. There's two ways that somebody who buys a field can lose that field. Either because somebody claims that I had a lien on the field because I had loaned money to your meicher. It was meshubah to me. Or the meicher didn't even own the field because shalavoisai. What he stole was a field that, what he sold was a field that he stole, right? What he sold was something that really belonged to me. The concern of en koisvin shtei shoris al sada achas is not a situation where the lekeach is going to lose the field machmas about choiv. That's not a legitimate concern. It's where the person's going to come and he's going to tie into mikoyach avaseh. He's going to say, zeh oimer shalavoisai. Either way, that is the nekuda of en koisvin shtei shoris. That was Rav Safra's halacha, and that's why, as it relates to the replacement deed and our braisa, we'll replace the deed, no worries. But at the same time, it's going to be chutz min achraya shabai. Now, the Gemara is just going to make a little bit of a diktuk. When Rav Safra mentioned his scheme, so what did Rav Safra say? We're worried that maybe you're going to have someone who's going to be toirif from this lekeach, which we clarified is not the Baal Choyv. Who is it? It's someone that's coming, Mikayach Avaseh. He's going to give him the field, go to the Lekuchos, this Lekeach is, he's going to make himself whole. And then he's going to make up with this real owner of the field that, let me live here for a little bit. Rashbam says 4 or 5 years. Let me live here for a little bit. And then come and be goyved again from me. I'll run to the Lekuchos again and say, you know, I had bought this field. Here's my Shtar Mekach. What do you mean? You already gave up the Shtar Mekach when you were Torah for the first time. No, because I have a second Shtar Mekach. I'll collect a whole extra field and I'll split the pie together with you. The story was where there's like this 4 or 5 year window. Meaning it sounds like in order to come up with this Inyan, what you need is time to lapse in between the first time he comes and takes the field and the second time. Why do you need that? Why can't he just do it twice at the same time? I'll go to this Lekeach, I'll go to that Lekeach, right? Maybe one Lekeach's on the East Coast, the other Lekeach's on the West Coast. I certainly should be able to do it in a world of Shvacha communication, right? Why do you need this time to lapse? It's a very technical question, but the Gemara says, Akasha Famaisa. It sounds like this was part and parcel of the scheme. It doesn't work otherwise. Why do you need that? Right, that line, V'omalei l'bal choyv, shufli de'ekemba, v'hadar tatirf. What do you need that for? Do it one after another. Why are you waiting? Right? A chaval ala kesef. You have an opportunity to get this extra money, this gegan vitigelt now. Why would you wait a couple years until you get it? So, why don't we say, at the end of the day, this lekeach is coming mikayach to shtaris, right? So if he's coming mikayach to shtaris, so for sure he's going to be able to pull this off. Right? How's he being tarif? He's being tarif because he has a shtar. At the end of the day, if you have a shtar, l'chura, that would allow you to get it. Right? Just to be clear, what's the koyach that this lekeach has to take from the lekuchos? The shtar. Ordinarily, it gives you one crack, because the minute you're tarif, you have no choice but to forfeit the shtar. But here you have a second shtar. You have the edim that are corroborating the story. They're saying, Zeh oimer shalavoisai, this was my field. If it was a baal choyf, so then the ma'arer would need a shtar choyf. And he lost his shtar chayv. Beseder, we already worked that out. We're not dealing with the ma'arer who's a baal chayv. We're dealing with the ma'arer who's tiny zayim shalav oisai. But at the end of the day, you have the ma'arer who's tiny zayim shalav oisai. You have the two shtars to be able to collect twice. So just collect twice. So the Gemara says, you're right. Theoretically, it should work. But in Cain, nefishi alo bali dinim. What we're worried is, not what we're worried, but what this guy might be worried is that if he's going to go and he's going to collect twice at the same time from two different lekuchos, so it's going to make a big tumult, and all of a sudden, all these lekuchos are going to come together, and they're going to say, one second, he's taking your field because he said that he has a lien on it, he's taking my field. What's going on over here? The Rashbam says, v'yitnu lev al gnei vasoi. This tumult is going to expose what's going on. Therefore, if you want this to really work, right? Rabbi Yechanan said, Oyliyim agid, Oyliyim lo yagid. If you want this to work, this is the way it works. Wait a little bit, let some time pass. Like this, there won't be such a buzz, there won't be such a tumult, and this is the way it's going to play out. Meaning, Anachanami, do you need it to have this time lapse in between? No, at the end of the day, he has two shtaris, so what's the problem? But at the same time, Yitnu lev al gnei vasai, and that's why that was the way Rav Safra set it up. But the Gemara has another problem. Going back to our price. Yeah, what did the Braisa say? Somebody bought a field. He has Edom that say that he bought the field. He lost his deed. He's worried that the Meicher is going to contest it at some point. He wants a replacement. Shtar Mekach HaMemke. He wants a replacement deed. Says the Braisa, no worries, we'll give it to you. But at the same time, Chutz Menach Reis. Why Chutz Menach Reis? Rav Safra is then. Lefisha Ein, Koisvin, Shnei, Shtar Reis, Al Sada Achas. Why not? Dilma, Tarif. V'chaz avatar. We're afraid you may end up taking twice. Says the Gemara, have a pashteitza. V'licht av lahaishtar malia. Why don't we give this person a proper replacement deed? It's going to be a replacement deed that gives him the right to be tariff as well. V'licht av tavel l'moicher. And we should write a receipt to the moicher, meaning give the moicher also a document. And this is what it should say. Kol shtari de yafkan al aradop psulin. Any shtar that this lekeach is going to pull out, claiming that this is a riot that he bought this field is going to be possible as it relates to collecting from the lekuchos, lebar min de yafuk bismanada, with the exception of this one. Now, how are you going to know it's this one as opposed to that one? Because you're going to date it, today's date. And like this, you know this is the one. Meaning, by us giving the lekeach a replacement deed without achrayas, really we're handicapping him. It's not fair. He bought this piece of property. He's supposed to have achrayas. Why all of a sudden should he not have achrayas? Teretz is what we're supposed to do. Manasa, manoimer, manadaber, right? At the end of the day, we're afraid that maybe he didn't really lose it and maybe there's some Indian going on over here. But the Gemara says, have an Eitzah. Give him his proper shtar. Give the Moicher a Tavra, a receipt of some sorts. Not a receipt. Usually a receipt is you make a payment, you get a receipt. It means a document that serves like a receipt. It's a document that basically says that there's only one shtar that this loikeach will be able to collect from the lekuchos, and it's the one that's dated on the day of the replacement. So any achrayas that's written in the previous shtar is technically null and void. And like this, everybody gets what he's supposed to get. The loikeach, to the extent that he's telling the truth, has his achrayas. He didn't lose his achrayas. And the meicher or the lekuchos are not going to lose out because there are no two shtaris from which this lekeach will be able to be toyer from the lekuchos. So the Gemara says, "Amru Rabbanu kemeder Rapapa, family lo kemeder Ravashi." So the Rabbanu went and they told Rapapa. And some say it wasn't Rapapa, it was Ravashi. Either way, other Rapapa, other Ravashi. So the Rabbanu and all the Bnei Yeshiva, the Ingalite, came running and they said, "Zoisei Meres and Kois Fin Shoiver." Shall we prove from here in Kois Fin Shoiver? So we know there's a big machlokes in Chas whether Kois Fin Shoiver or in Kois Fin Shoiver. Interestingly, the sugya, the mission of Kois Fin Shoiver in Kois Fin Shoiver is coming up in tomorrow's daf. So we're going to see it. It's the Mishnah daf Kufay number base. What's the shaila of Kois Fin Shoiver in Kois Fin Shoiver? Very simple. Somebody loans money to somebody. There's a malva and there's a loiva. The malva has a shtar choif. The loiva comes now, pays the loan, tells the malva, can you give me my shtar back? Meaning, I just paid you. I don't want you to have a shtar that says I owe you money. It says I lost the shtar, right? Chavnish the shtar. I lost it. Does the loiva have to make payment? Does he not have to make payment? There are those that hold that, no, he doesn't have to make payment. You don't give me the shtar, I'm not making payment. Find the shtar, I'll make payment. There are others that hold, no, of course not. Of course you have to make payment. You borrowed money. You're not disputing the fact that you borrowed money. So you have to make payment. Are you concerned that maybe the malva really didn't lose the shtar? And he's going to pull out the shtar later, and he's going to come collect a second time. We'll give you a receipt. Right? You make payment, you get a receipt. The loiva gets a shiver. The other shita holds, why should I have to have a shoiver? Meaning, you're basically telling me I have to write you a check. Could be you're scheming to come collect again. No, boss, I'll have a shoiver. And what happens if I lose my shoiver? Right, we know from Chesk Sabatim, how long do you keep the shoiver? So, your shtaris in general, right? So I may end up losing the shoiver. So am I mechuyev to take the shoiver or am I not mechuyev to take the shoiver? Fakir, it's incumbent upon you. You're the one that lost the shtar. Figure it out and then come back to me. Give me something that's going to make, I don't know, satisfy me. But I'm not mechuyev to go ahead and take your shoiver. So the Bnei Yeshiva ran to Rapapa and some said they ran to Ravashi and they said, there was a pashtetz in the braisa, so give him a replacement deed with achrayas and let the moicher have this shoiver that says that it's only from the latter shtar that he'll be able to collect from the lekuchos, and everyone's going to be happy. Why is that not what the braisa says? Oh, shmami, no, I think the tana of this braisa must be of the opinion that what? That ain't kois fin shoiver. Oh, you see, you don't force the loiva to have to hold on to a shoiver, and in this case, you're not going to force the meicher. You lost your shtar nekechememkar, I don't know what to tell you. So I'll give you a shtar, chutz min achrayas, but you can't get the achrayas, maybe be holding on to an extra shtar, and force me to now have to hold on to a shofar. So the Gemara says, Amralu. So who's the Amar? Either Ravashi or Rapapa, right? Depending on the two versions of the story. So Rapapa or Ravashi told the Bnei Yeshiva, no, don't shtel tzu this case to the classic case of shofar. Because Baal Mal tell you kois fin shofar. Maybe when it comes to regular shtar milva, kois fin shofar. But this is actually different. You want to know why it's different over here. The Duma Azabal Chayv. Vitarif minei de loikeach. Because this loikeach here, Who are we concerned that he's going to be Torah from? We're concerned that he's going to be Torah from the Lekuchas, right? What was the whole concern? It's because we're worried that the Lekech is going to lose his property and he's going to go, not to the Moicher, we're concerned that he's going to go to the Lekuchas and then he's going to go to the Lekuchas and Tzveitamu, right? So again, the Duma Ozel Balchoy, the Torah Mine the Lekech. Balchoy is going to come, this is the beginning of the story, he's going to take from Unzer Lekech. Now, the Rishonim speak out that it's not really the Balchoy, because we already clarified in Amad Aleph, the whole Chashash of is not related to a balchoyv. It's related to a guy who's going to taino. So the word balchoyv over here is being used loosely. But either way, we're concerned that someone's going to come. He's going to be tarif in the lekech. And now this lekech is going to go v'tarif lekuchos. He's going to be tarif from the lekuchos. Okay. Then he's going to go and be tarif from the lekuchos. Tzim tzveitimo, right? With the second star. Now, we're saying that he shouldn't be able to do that. Why should he be able to do that? Because the Meicher is holding on to a shoiver, a receipt, a document, that says there's only one of these two shtari mekach umemka that you can be tired from the lekuchas. Not both, right? It's only that second one. Not that first one. You know what the problem is? The shoiver gaba lekuchas leka. Who's the one that this lekeach rishon is being gaiver from? Who are the two people he's being gaiver from? It's from the two lekuchas. Who has the receipt? The Meicher has the receipt. The Lekuchas, who he's collecting from, is not the one that has the receipt. So Tainus the Gemara, that what's your Eitz? Your Eitz is, right, a Shoiver. If the guy that he's collecting from would be the one holding on to the Shoiver, then Anachinami, it would work. You're going to collect from me with this star? I have a paper that says you can't collect from this star. And Lo'ilam, I'll tell you, maybe Koisvin Shoiver. But the reason it doesn't work over here is because over here the Shoiver is not going to help. Because the person that we're concerned he's going to collect from unlawfully is not the one holding on to the shoiver. Who'd we give this shoiver to? We gave it to the Meicher. Who you worry the Lekeach is going to collect from? The Lekuchas, not from the Meicher. As a result, it's a concern. But the Gemara says that I don't know if that's such a taina. Because soif, at the end of the day, Lekuchas lava mori da'aro hadri. Meaning, at the end of the day, when the Lekuchas loses the field, who are they going to run to? Everyone's running to everybody over here. This is one big matzif. The Lekuchas are going to end up running back to the Meicher. When the Lekuchas run back to the Meicher, so the Meicher is going to say, one second, this guy did it twice? And how are you going to stop him? He had shtaris. What do you mean? I have a shoiver right here to prove it. So at that point, Lechera, this person will be exposed. So you're right. The Lekeach is collecting from the Lekuchas. And the shoiver licked by the Meicher. But at the end of the day, the Lekuchas for sure are going to go back to the Meicher. Right? Because what happened? What happened? Somebody bought from this Meicher. The field was taken away from him. So he went to the Lekuchas of his Meicher and took the field. Then the Lekuchas of his Meicher went back to that Meicher. So at the end of the day, all roads lead back to that Meicher. And the Meicher is going to pull out his shoiver. So the Lekuchas will be exposed. So the Gemara says two truths to this. Number one, Ad ha-hachi v'achi shamet v'achol peri. We're concerned that in mitten derinin, meaning this whole thing, again, you know, think of horse and buggies, right? Might take a month until this whole thing happens. During that month, this person is going to go, he's going to consume an entire crop, right? This, like, and then when he finally gets exposed and Dalon comes to him and Bezdin comes to him and says, you owe him money, he's going to say, what do you want to do? It's died, all the corn, all the soybeans, it's all gone. And the Rashbam says, go collect money that doesn't exist. Not so easy. So as a result, this is not such a good Eitzah. Inami or Lekech Shloi Bachrayis. Maybe those Lekuches bought Shloi Bachrayis. And if those Lekuches bought Shloi Bachrayis, maybe they're not going to go back to the Meicher. Now, they're going to have Taroimis, but okay, maybe they're not going to go to him. So you're assuming that the Lekuches, that this Lekeach went and collected from themselves are going to go back to the Meicher. That would presuppose that those Lekuches actually bought Bachrayis. But maybe they didn't buy Bachrayis. And if they didn't buy Bachrayis, it's for that. So the Gemara says like this, Loilam, I'll tell you, maybe Koisvin Shoiver. You want to know why in Koisvin Shoiver? In this case, in Koisvin Shoiver, because the person that we're concerned the Lekech is going to collect from, which is the Lekuches, the other Lekuches, is not the one that's holding on to the Shoiver. But the Gemara says, Yachay Bazoi, Shtari Halva Nami. Every Shtar Milva is the same thing. Meaning, you're telling me, Loilam Koisvin Shoiver. When it comes to a Shtar Milva, yes, Shoiver. Shtar Mekach Umemkar, this is already different. Because here the Lekech is collected from the Lekuches. By a Shtar Milva, that can play itself out the same exact way, right? The Malva has a right to go to the Loiva, or the Malva has a right, if the Loiva doesn't have any money, to go to the Lekuches of the Loiva. So what's going to happen? The Loiva is going to pay the loan. We're going to give the Loiva a Shaifer. Then the Malva is going to go. He's going to take from the Lekuches of the Loiva. The Lekuches is not going to know about the Shaifer, right? He has a Shtar Chayv, right? You have to get the visual clear. He has the Shtar Chayv, and he's going to go to the Lekuches. Now, it just so happens the Loiva has a Shaiver, but the Lekuches don't have a Shaiver. So, I don't understand. This same Nekuda that you're telling me as it relates to the Shtar Mekach HaMemka is true for the Shtar Milva as well. So the Gemara says, no, Hossam over there, the Zuzi Masik, there's a fundamental difference. You know what the difference is? A Baal Chayv loaned money. Being that a Baal Chayv loaned money, when he collects, what does he want? He wants money. The assumption is that if somebody is looking for money, it's much easier for him to actually collect. The Lekeach in our sugya bought property. And being that he bought property, when the property was taken away from him, what does he want? He doesn't want money. He had the money when he bought the property. He actually wants property. It's easier to be mafia somebody with cash than it is to be mafia somebody with property. Property is harder to come by, right? People only sold property back in the day if they were desperate. And the Gemara says that little nuance is where this plays itself out. So the Gemara says, Hasam over there, the Zuzi Masik, over there, where what he's looking for is money. In the case of the Baal Chayv, Amri Faise Baal Chayv Bezuzi. So the Lekuches are going to say to themselves, one second, before I just jump, and before I pay up this loan, let me go back to the Loiva, and let me make sure that he wasn't Mephias and Mezuzi. He's going to go to the Loiva, and say, listen, you know, somebody just sued me, claiming that this field, he has a lien on, because I bought it from you, and you owed him money. Tell me, did you pay him? So he's going to say, yeah, of course I paid him. He says, but he had a shtar chayv. Here's my shayver. So it's never going to happen. And that's why kaisven shayver. But hoch over here, in the case of the lekeach rishon, the ara masik, what's this person trying to get? What he's trying to get is ara. So meida yadi, the man, the masik, ara, bezuzi loy mafayas. It's not so easy to be mafayas somebody with money when what he's looking for is ara. So we're concerned that this Loikeach may know or may think that the Meicher didn't have any karka to be mefayasim with, and probably this person wasn't willing to take money. So when he's coming to me right now, it's probably legitimate. As a result, he's going to give him the karka. Now, at some point, like the Gemara said earlier, he's going to end up going back to him, and he's going to end up saying what's going on. But at the same time, Ada hachi v'achi, shamit v'achol peri, or but the point is, over here there's a chash that he's going to give it to him, whereas by the shtar milva, there really is no chash that he is going to give it to him. So let's just make a little bit of a recap on what just happened, because this is not the easiest daf and shas. So again, the braisa was talking about where somebody lost a shtar, whether it's a shtar milva or whether it's a shtar mekach or memkach. If somebody loses a shtar milva, he goes to Bezdin and he says, I loaned somebody money, I have Edom that I loaned the money, I lost my loan document. So the halachas, we're not going to issue him a new loan document because maybe he didn't lose it. He's going to have two shtar milva, which obviously can lead to trouble. What if he says, I bought a piece of property and I lost my deed, I don't have it anymore? So then already, it's machloikis, Reb Shimon Gamliel on the Chachamim. We're focusing on the Chachamim Shita. The Chachamim say, we'll issue you a new deed. However, chutz min achrayah shabai, we're not going to give you the right to collect with this deed from any lekuches, meaning in the event that the field is taken away from you, that we're not going to do. So the Gemara clarified a few points. Number one, the reason we're willing to give you a new deed, however, with the carve out that you can't be toyrif from lekuches with this deed, is based on Rav Safra's din, v'she'en koisvin shnei shtoros al sada achas, because we're afraid. And the way the Gemara clarified it, that somebody's going to come and say that this field really belonged to me. It was Shalavoisai. You and Meicher had no right to sell it to you. And as a result, I'm taking the field. This person's then going to use his Shtar Mekach, go to the other Lekuchos of this Meicher, and take away a field and make himself whole. Well, if he has two Shtar Mekach, he'll be able to do that twice. If you only have one Shtar, you could do it once, because the minute you're tired, if you have to give up the Shtar. Obviously, no one's going to give it to you if you still have that shtar in your hand. But this person has his secret weapon, which is his second shtar. So he can go ahead and he could do it twice. If he does it twice, he's going to be able to pull off this gift. Now, the Gemara clarified that this is only a concern if the way this lokeach is going to lose the field is from someone tiny exam mishalavoisai. But if somebody would come claiming that I'm a bal choiv and I had a lien on it, there's no concern, because that bal choiv, the minute he gets his shtar tirfa, let alone his shtar adrachta and shuma, at that point he would already have to give up a shtar choiv. And if you don't have a shtar choiv, this is not something that you're going to be allowed to do. Now the Gemara says you're worried that this person is going to do this twice. I don't know, maybe he's concerned that it's going to make a big buzz and the two lekuches are going to find out about each other and this whole scam is going to be exposed. You're right, they're going to wait a couple of years in between these two inyanim, and as a result, like this is something you're going to be able to pull off. So again, to give the guy proof that he bought it, why not? But to give him the ability to go be toyer from the lekuches, that's not something we're going to be agreeable to do. Said the Gemara, why don't we give him the ability to be toyer from the lekuches with this new shtar? Because let's be honest, maybe he is telling the truth, right? You're concerned he's lying, but maybe not, right? He has a cheskes kashus. It's a very good chance he's telling the truth. But you're worried what's going to be with the lekuches. I'll tell you what. Give the moicher a shoiver, a document that says that only one of these two shtaris, the latter of the two shtaris, the replace, meaning the first shtar, should be null and void as it relates to being toyer from the lekuches. That sounds very reasonable. So like this, he'll be able to be toyer from the lekuches once, but he'll only be able to be toyer once. Because if he tries being toyer twice, the moicher has the shtar that basically says that there was a replacement, and as a result, you'll never be able to collect twice. So the Gemara said, from the fact that the Braisa didn't give this Eitzah, Shma Mina, in Koisvin Shaiver, the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, Koisvin Shaiver. The reason over here it's not going to work is because at the end of the day, who we worried he's going to collect twice from the Lekuches? Who's the one that's holding on to the Shtar? It's the Meicher. And it's for that reason, the one that you're collecting from doesn't have the Shaiver. So how's the Shaiver going to help you? What do you mean? When you take from the Lekuches for sure is going to go back to the Meicher. So when the Lekuches goes back to the Meicher, then you're going to be exposed. So Mar said two terutzim. Either you may consume food in the interim, and that's going to be very hard to retrieve. Or maybe those lekuches bought shalei bachrayas. And if those lekuches bought shalei bachrayas, maybe they're actually not going to go back to the moicher. And as a result, that's how this halacha plays itself. Oh, mama, going back to the braisa. The braisa said, chutz min ho'achrayos shabai. So we issue this replacement deed. However we do it, what's the language in this document? Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, the Kasvi Hach, we write it as fal shtar denon, this shtar that we're giving you now, the loy the migvi bay, does not give you the right to collect. Loy mi mishabdi, the loy bibnei chari. You can't take from the chasim mishubadim, you can't take from the chasim bnei chayrin, eloki hechi de tekum ara biyada de lokech. All this document does is it proves its ID that you own it. That's it. So if the Moichah says he never sold it to you, this is proof that he did. But meaning, chutz min achrayis means, this is the point, there's explicit language in the document that states you don't have any right to be toyrif with this shtar. Amar Rafram. So Rafram heard what Rav Nachman said. And again, anything Rav Nachman says in one of the bavis, right, is something that you have to pause for, because halacha kamoisa b'chol makom. So Rafram heard what he said, and he said, "Oisei meres, I see that the Rebbe Rav Nachman must hold achrayus toisoiferu. That if you have a shtar and it doesn't say achrayus in the shtar, we assume that the soifer made a mistake. Meaning, every shtar is assumed to be b'achrayus, gives you the right to be toyer from the nechasa mishabodin. How do I see that Rav Nachman holds achrayus is toisoifer? So this is all Rafram talking, because time and the cause of lehachi. Rav Nachman said that if you want a shtar that's chutz ma'achrayis, you know what you have to do? You have to say rochel, bitcha, haktanu, that there's no achrayis. Holy cross of hachi. But if you wouldn't have that language, gavi, you would. Meaning, why did Rav Nachman have to say chutz ma'achrayis means that you write the furish that there's no achrayis? Just don't put achrayis, and then it won't be b'achrayis. Issue the replacement on achrayis. So you say meres that if you have a shtar v'shteinish achrayis, it's assumed that there is achrayis, because achrayis. Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Ashi said, no, achrayis lav toy soiferu. Really, achrayis is lav toy soiferu. My chutz me'achrayis boy. What does it mean then? In the Braisa, when it says when you issue the replacement, you issue it chutz min achrayis, but like kosev achrayis, what it means is you just don't write achrayis. Rav Nachman says chutz min achrayis means you write mefurish chutz min achrayis. Rav Ashi says chutz min achrayis means just don't write achrayis, don't write anything. What's the nafkemina? Achrayis toy sofer. Achrayis lav toy sofer. Rav Nachman held achrayis toy soferu. Rav Ashi held achrayis lav toy sofer. You notice there's a little base by the words achrayis toy sofer, which sends you to all the Rambams, the Paskin, Taka, that achrayis is toy sofer. We end today's daf with a story. There was a woman, the Yavali Zuzilahu Gavra. She gave money to a man, Lemizvan La'ara, to buy a piece of property for her. Azal Zavan Lo. So this man went, he bought the property, and he bought it Shalei Bachrayis. Meaning, she owns the property, but in the event that the property is ever taken away from her because of a bal choyv or a ze'oy mishala voisai, she has no recourse. Asim v'kamei de Rav Nachman. She went to Rav Nachman. Amalei. So, Rav Nachman said, L'tkuni shidartich v'loy lavusi. You have a good taina. You could tell the shliach, I made you a shliach to make my life better, to improve my matziv, not to put me into a mess and into a situation. And as a result, I'm not meshubit to take the field, shaloi b'achrayis. Okay, so what's the etzah? So this is Rav Nachman's psak. Zil zovna minei shaloi b'achrayis. Rav Nachman tells the shliach, you go by the field, shaloi b'achrayis. V'hoda zovna nahalo b'achrayis and salatur b'achrayis. Meaning, what happened was, she sent the shliach to buy the field. It was sold, shaloi b'achrayis. Says Rav Nachman, she's not meshubit to keep the field, shaloi b'achrayis. You bought it, you be the buyer, shaloi b'achrayis. And now you go ahead and sell it to her. Shaloi b'achrayis. Now this b'achrayis, like this, she ends up getting what she wanted, which is to own the field b'achrayis. This was Rav Nachman's psak. Now there's a big tumul in the Rishonim. How to understand Pasha Pshah in this Gemara? Because it sounds like from the words l'tkuni shidatich v'loy lavusi, that being that the shliach didn't do what the mishaleach essentially wanted him to do, so it comes out the whole shlichus never really played itself out. If the shlichus never played itself out, that means there was never a mechira. If there was never a mechira, so what do you mean? You buy it and then sell it to me. Oh, let's just do this all over again, right? Let's fangum fenum fang, start from Bereshis, right? That sounds like, to me, would be the simple eights over here. Like, why do we have to go through all this convolution? L'chaira, it seems to be pretty straightforward. So this is something that the Rishonim talk about. Also, what does it mean, zil zavna mine shaloi b'achrayis? Maman of Shach, if the mechar did happen, so if it happens, so she already owns it. So you buy it shaloi b'achrayis. But the punchline is simple. The punchline is, at the end of the day, the guy is selling shaloi b'achrayis, the shliach is going to be on the hook as his loikeach shaloi b'achrayis, but she, who wanted to buy it b'achrayis, is going to end up being the end user. She'll have to pay for it. She'll give the money to the shliach. She's the one that's paying for it. So the shliach is ki'ilu de loikeach klapi, the original moicha shaloi b'achrayis, but she is the end user, albeit b'achrayis. Who's guaranteeing it? Not the moicher. Who's guaranteeing it is her shliach. So again, a very complicated halacha, but that's basically what emerges. The moicher is the moicher. The end user is the end user. The end user is the one that pays it, but the guarantee is being issued not by the seller. The guarantee is being issued by the shliach. So again, let's just do the recap one last time. What was the b'raisa? The story, the backdrop of the b'raisa is such a straightforward story. Somebody has a shtar, he lost the shtar. I'm a malver. Somebody owes me money. I lost the shtar. I bought a piece of property. I bought it. I had a shtar and I lost the shtar. What's the halacha? So the braisa says, very simple. If somebody walks into Bezdin and says, I'm a malver. I lost the shtar. Issue me a new shtar. It's not happening. We're not giving it to you. Because we're concerned that maybe you really have it. You didn't lose it. You want to have a second shtar to be able to collect twice. No way we're going to ever give you that. What if you're a buyer, you're a lekech, and you lost your shtar mekach? Will we issue a replacement? It's a machloikis, Reb Shimon, Rabbi Yonah, the Chacham. The Chachamim say, we'll give you a new deed to prove that it's yours, but chutz min achrayis, you are not going to be able to collect from achrayis. Why? Rasafriz din ein koizvin shnei shtoris ha-sadachas, based on a chashash that you may be toyer from the lukuchos of your moicher twice. How will that happen? Well, it won't happen if the way you lost the field is through a bal choyv, but it could happen if the way you lost the field is by somebody tining shel avoisai. We don't want that to happen. As a result, we are not going to give you the field, or we're not going to give you the shtar b'achrayis. And even if you hold koisvin shoiver, there's no etzah to just give the moicher a shoiver, because this is different, because we're afraid, being that the moicher has the shoiver, not the lekeach, either ad ha'chi v'ha'chi shamit v'achol peri, inami, maybe those lekuchos bought shaloi b'achrayis. So what will we do? We'll give you the deed shaloi b'achrayis. What does it mean we'll give you a deed shaloi b'achrayis? Machlokes Rav Nachman and Rav Ashi. It's totally filled achrayis toy sofer. If you hold achrayis, is not Toy Sefer. If Yod Achrayis is Toy Sefer, then what it means is we're going to write Mefurish in the replacement deed that you don't have Achrayis. If you hold Achrayis is not Toy Sefer, you don't have to do that. Just don't write Achrayis. And it's going to be a Shtar She Loi Ba'Achrayis. Rav Shimon Gamliel argues, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that Af Shtari Mekachu Memkar in Koisvin, we don't even give you the replacement deed. It's based on Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita of Anoisim Atonel L'Chaveir V'Hechsloyas Ashtar Chazer Mat Nosoi. What does that mean? That Izra Hashem will be the topic of tomorrow's daf.